This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic lawmakers have a new proposal to cut ozone pollution along the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash reports it takes aim at the oil and gas industry.
State Representative Jennifer Bacon is a lead sponsor of the new legislation. She says it would force regulators to scrutinize new drilling permits and make sure projects wouldn't add to unsafe air quality along the Front Range.
It seems to me a normal question that we should be asking before we issue permits.
The bill is set for introduction in the next few days. Oil and gas representatives say it amounts to a backdoor way to ban their industry and plan to fight it over the coming weeks. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A bill that ensures Colorado students can wear tribal regalia at their graduation ceremonies is moving through the legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it follows a wave of similar laws around the country.
The goal is to ensure that tribal members and other people of Native American ancestry can wear culturally significant regalia when they walk across the stage for their high school or college graduation. Sponsors say they want to ensure that students don't have to choose between celebrating their culture and celebrating their academic achievements. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A Colorado ski destination is set for a big expansion and two new canine staff members next season. Steamboat Resort will add 665 acres, and to prepare for the additional acreage, the ski patrol is training avalanche dogs. It will be a first for Northwest Colorado, says program coordinator Sally House.
We're going to over double our avalanche terrain, as well as the increase in backcountry skiing, the popularity of backcountry skiing, and the amount of users that are just outside of our boundary. We realized it was a resource that we did not have currently at Steamboat. And so this year, I think with both of those factors, Steamboat decided that it was time to include an avalanche dog program with our ski patrol.
The program will start with two dogs, a black lab named Daisy, and a Belgian Malinois Shepherd mix, whose name is Mud. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.